In January, an army of volunteers and Maricopa Association of Government, or MAG, workers fanned out across the county to do the annual point-in-time survey, one way MAG can assess the number and needs of homeless people in the community. It's this hard data that helps government measure progress or demand for additional resources. And though the official 2018 numbers won't be released until later this month, preliminary data is in and the picture is not so great. Joining us now to talk more about the initial findings is Ann Scott, Human Services Planner with MAG. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
So in these preliminary reports, how big an increase are you seeing?
Well, it's important to know that this is just part of the count. So the only thing that we're releasing right now is the unsheltered count. So these are people that are staying in the streets, their cars, in other places that are really not meant for human habitation. So it's a very big increase. It's 27% from last year. And overall, what we're seeing is an increase of 149% since 2014. So we've more than doubled our street homeless population. What we'll be doing next is we'll be combining these numbers with the people that stayed in emergency shelter and transitional housing, and then we'll get a complete picture of what the homeless population is in Maricopa County.
Even though these numbers are preliminary, why do you have a sense of why they have been going up so precipitously?
I think what we've seen is that we have a very tight housing market. It's really hard for people to find affordable places to live. Rents have been going up dramatically. And the other thing that's important here is that we have the fastest growing county in the nation. And so with an increase in population, you're just going to have an increased number of people that are sort of falling through the cracks. And so that's what we're seeing. We also had a little change in methodology this year. Typically, we have about 300 or 350 volunteers that go out on the streets and count the day of the count. This year we had 700 that went out, and a lot of that is because our local partners, I think, were concerned about what they were seeing, and they really committed a lot more volunteers to go out and survey people on the streets.
And we certainly understand what you're saying about methods and changes in that, and the fact that the county is growing so fast, but should people in any way be disheartened? Because it had seemed, at least, that there was a really great commitment here in the Valley, maybe even across the country as well, to do the best we could to end homelessness, or at least come closest to that. There was a focus on veterans and then the broader community as well. Is this discouraging in any sense?
I think it's definitely a wake-up call for the community. I think what we're showing and what we are concerned about is that we're not making gains. And when you look at some other communities like San Diego, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, you can see that it can get really out of control quickly. And so, you know, I think it should be a wake-up call to local officials, state officials, county, and to, you know, all of us, to the funding community at large, that we really need to get on top of this quickly.
Can you talk a little bit more about what parts of the county are being hit hardest that you're seeing? Was there a real, true difference there that you're seeing in some areas and more than others?
What we're seeing is really we're seeing an increase across the board. Virtually every community in Maricopa County saw an increase in the number of homeless. What we're seeing is we're seeing a spread in homelessness. So where it might have been really centered along the I-17 corridor and the I-10 corridor in downtown Phoenix and then going out, you know, into some of the East Valley, now what we're seeing is a really widespread of where we're encountering people. So virtually every community saw an increase in the number of homeless that they interacted with this year.
So what do you think can be done to try to stem this tide?
Well, we know what solves homelessness. We know that what we need as a community is we need more rental assistance programs to help people. We know that we need more affordable housing, so people who are really struggling to make the rent right now will have places to live. We need more landlords that are willing to rent to people with rental assistance vouchers. And we need more street outreach, and all of that takes resources and commitment from our partners, including local governments, state government, the federal government. And so that's really what we need in order to help people on the streets.
Ann Scott is Human Services Planner with the Maricopa Association of Governments, or MAG. Ann, thank you.
Thank you.
In L.A. County,